The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Reb Shimshon and Reb Yehuda Beanstock and families in honor of their parents, Max and Gail Beanstock of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. May the merit of the Torah studied through this volume bring them and their families continue gesund, Nachas and Parnasa Berevach, Admeya Ve'esrim Shana.
Taf Tzadik Beis. The Gemara says on Tzadik Beis and Beis, Amar Abai, Ruvin Shemach Sodi L'Shimon, Ruvin sold the field to Shimon, Shaloi Bachreis. He does not take responsibility that the field will be lost from Shimon, that he's going to reimburse him. And now, Tzadik Beis and Beis, before he took possession of the field, there is a rumor that this field might not belong to Reuven. This field might be taken away from Shimon. So the Gemara says, actually, Hefzikba, before he was machzik in the field, he could change his mind. Misha Hefzikba, after he's machzik in the field, then he can't change his mind anymore. He said, you heard about the rumors, and you still went and you accepted it. So therefore, it's tough luck on you. Says the Gemara, Meimas machzikba, when is it considered that he was magzik in this field, so that now he cannot change his mind anymore? Says the Gemara, Mechidai Shamitzri, when he steps on the borders of the field. So the Rishonim, Taisus and other Rishonim are busy over here. What exactly is the Gemara saying? We know that in order to be kaina something, in order to be kaina a field, the Mishnah says in Kedushin, there are three ways you could buy a field. Three ways you can make a kinyan on a field. Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka. You can make a kinyan by paying for the field. You can make a kinyan by writing a Shtar that says that you bought the field, you own the field. And you can make a kinyan by doing a Chazaka. By doing something, some sort of act on the field or to the actual field that shows that you are the owner and you have a bailus on this field. That's called Chazaka. Yeah, the simple reading of the Gemara seems to say that even when Reuven sold his field to Shimon, that Shimon didn't make a kinyan yet. He hadn't actually bought it, he agreed to buy it, but he hadn't actually made a kinyan. So the Gemara says that once he makes a kinyan, Misha Hefzikba, once he makes a kinyan, and he acquires it, and he shows that he owns the field, then he cannot change his mind anymore, because he already owns it, and once he owns it, since it was sold Shloi Bachrayis, so then the deal is finished and he cannot come back to Reuven and have any tainus on Reuven. However, Tosfos says that this doesn't fit with the Gemara, because the Gemara explains what's considered a chazaka, what type of act is considered a chazaka that shows your ownership of the field, that's considered a kinyan. So the Gemara says, either no'al, if you close the door of the field, or godar, or if there was an opening that you built a fence around it and you closed up the opening of the field, or parats, or if there was a fence and people couldn't get in and you made a hole in the fence. So those are the type of things, those are the things that the Gemara always considers a chazaka. So why does the Gemara say over here, if the Gemara is talking about a regular king chazaka, the Gemara says, Me'emus Ma'afsu, what's considered a chazaka? Mechidai Shemitzri, when he steps on the borders around the field, then that's already considered a king chazaka. First of all, why did the Gemara, if the Gemara meant a regular chazaka, why did the Gemara say that you made a regular chazaka? And second of all, where do we find this thing is even considered a kinyan? So Tosfos learns a different pshat. Tosfos says that avada could be he already made a regular kinyan, could be made a kinyan with kesef or with shtar or chazaka, but till he actually got to the field and he looked at the field and he saw what was doing with the field, we can say that he still wasn't completely it wasn't completely acceptable to him, these terms that he wanted to buy the field, and therefore, even though it was sold Shloi Bachrayis, he could still change his mind. However, once he gets to the field, he steps on the border of the field, so then we say that he cannot change his mind anymore. That's the opinion, the pshat, one of the pshatim that Taisus brings over here. The Rifin Bava Kama says, different pshat. The Rifin Bava Kama learns the Gemara Kipshutoi, and he learns the Gemara that the Gemara is saying that as soon as he steps on the border of the field, that is considered a kinyan chazaka, like the Pashm Shat in the Gemara. Now, where do we find that such thing is considered a kinyan chazaka? So the Rif says, yeah, you're right, this is not a regular kinyan chazaka. Usually, when a person makes chazaka, he does, there are other things that the Gemara says he should do, either no'al or gadar or paratz. Over here, why is Daish HaMitzri, why is stepping on the border is considered a chazaka? That's because the field that he bought is right next to a field that he already owned. Shimon bought this field, and this field, Reuven's field, was next to a field that had already belonged to Shimon, was right next door. And now that he bought the field, he bought his neighboring field, now he has one big field that's considered, that will be belong to Shimon. So the Rif says, a chiddush, the Rif says that if somebody buys a field that's bordering onto his field, and he walks over the border, he steps on the border between his old field and the field that he's buying right now, that is considered a kinyan chazaka, and that is 100% valid kinyan, and that daish amitzi that the Gemara is discussing over here, and that is a kinyan, and after that, since it's a kinyan, he cannot change his mind. Now, this halacha, that there is this new way to make a kinyan chazaka, is actually brought down by the Rambam, and it's Paskin Shulchan Aruch and Chayshim Mishpat Sim Kuf Tzadik Beis Siv Zayin, that when somebody has a field, and he has one field and he buys the neighboring field, so if he steps on the borders in between the field, the halacha is that he can be kaina the field through that. And even though the Rambam learns a different pshat in this particular Gemara, but the Pesach can say, because the Rif said that was pshat in our Gemara, so the Rambam saw from there that that was a good kinyan, and therefore this is a good way to do a kinyan chazaka. And therefore the makar for that halach will be our Gemara. The question is, how do we understand that just stepping on a border is considered a chazaka? How does that work? Usually a chazaka means that he did something to enhance the field. He built something onto the field, he built a fence, maybe he made it easier to get in, so he made a hole in the fence, he closed the door, that shows that he's the owner of the field, but just stepping on the borders of the field, why should that be considered a kinyan chazaka at all? So l'maisa we find in the same Siman Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Tzadik Beis, that the Shulchan Aruch over there discusses certain types of things that are considered a chazaka, that we wouldn't usually consider a chazaka. It says over there that if you have a field that you can't plant on anything on that field, it's not eligible for planting. It's rocks. It's a cellar. It's not a place that you can plant anything. So the only thing you can do is store things onto the field. You can take paris and store paris on the field. That is considered a chazaka. And even more than that, it says that if somebody has paris, fruits that's growing on the field, and he takes the fruit and he eats it, achilas paris is considered a chazaka. So you find that there's even using the field the way that you're supposed to be using it is considered a chazaka, and that will give you a kinyan. So we can suggest, just like there's a concept that achilas paris, eating the paris in the field, is considered a kinyan chazaka. So too, when you buy a field that's next to your first field, and you have the first field, and now you're extending your field, you're expanding, so the way to show that you're expanding on the field is walking down the border, and it's a symbolic gesture that you're saying that there is no longer a border between these two fields, because the entire field is mine, so that's showing that you're using the field, and that's considered your field. Now, in the Maisa, in this case, if we compare this type of kinyan chazaka to achilas peiris, the Maisa is a big machlokes apoiskim, exactly how achilas peiris works, and if achilas peiris is a 100% valid kinyan chazaka. The Ketzos HaChoshen in Siman Kuf Peites learns that achilas peiris is considered a chazaka, and somebody eats the peiris from the field that he bought, so now the field belongs to him completely, and now he completely owns it, and it's a regular kinyan chazaka, just like Noal Gadr Uparatz. However, the Nesivis over there in the Siman Kuf Tzadik Beis, at the end of that Siman, where it talks about chazaka by Achilas Peiris, so the Nesivis says that Achilas Peiris is not a valid kinyan on the karka. All Achilas Peiris shows is that you have a right to be mishtamish with the field. You are using the field. So if you're using the field, so therefore you have enough of a kinyan in the field that you can use it. And therefore the Nesivis says, that's very important to halacha that comes out from this, that it's not really considered your field when you have achilas peiris. The halacha is that if somebody owns a field and then any piece of land, that field could be objects that are placed inside it, the kinyan chotzer. However, in order to have a kinyan chotzer on the piece of land, the piece of property has to belong to you completely. Says the Nesivis, if somebody ate the pears from a field, he has a kinyan chazaka that he could use the field, but he doesn't have a kinyan chazaka that he owns the actual property. So much so that he would be able to be kaina, objects that are placed in the field. So the Nesivis says that achilas pears is not a 100% kinyan chazaka. However, the Ketais HaChayshin disagrees. The Ketais over there in 7 Kuf Peites says clearly that achilas pears, according to the Rambam, would be considered enough of a chazaka, and it's considered 100% chazaka in order to be kaina such pears. So if we are suggesting that this type of chazaka of Daish HaMitzri is considered enough of a kinyan, and it's considered just like achilas peiris, so then it would come out that walking on top of the border would be totally, you know, also in this machlokes between the Ksais HaChoshin and the Nesivis, if it's considered a 100% kinyan or not. Now if you learn like the Nesivis, it could be that it will be easier to explain the Rishat and the Gemara, because as we mentioned earlier, the Rishayim are bothered. Why is the Gemara give this specific example of Daish HaMitzri? If Daish HaMitzri is a regular Chazaka, why did the Gemara give this example more than any other example? There are lots of other cases of Chazaka. There are many other different things that a person can do in order to be kind of the field of Chazaka. However, if we learn like the Nesivis, we can say that really the Kinyi Chazaka that the Gemara though he is talking about doesn't have to be a Chazaka that works 100%, that works completely. It doesn't have to be no gadar parts, because no gadar parts works completely. So the Gemara over here is saying a chiddush that even if it's just Daish HaMitzri, he basically didn't do anything. All he did was he walked over the border of the field, and but that's considered enough to show that now you are the new owner of the field, even though it's not kaina, the actual field, still that would be enough that this person would not have the right anymore to be chayzer and back out on the sale.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.